the analysis of the notes with Lucas and Clara from El Comercio from Ecuador.
Okay, let's dive right in. Imagine waking up, maybe getting your coffee, and suddenly the FBI is at your door.
Yeah, it sounds like something from a movie, right?
Especially if you're a former top national security official. That's exactly what seemed to have happened this past week.
We're talking about John Bolton.
John Bolton, yeah. Former national security advisor under President Trump. There was an FBI raid at his home.
And it's apparently part of a larger investigation into classified documents.
Right. It raises some pretty big questions about how national secrets are handled, you know, at the very top.
It really does. And that's our mission today, isn't it? To sort of unpack this whole situation.
Exactly. A deep dive.
We need to look at the raid itself, the specifics we know.
And the reactions. Some immediate, very strong reactions.
From people like the FBI director, Kash Patel, and of course, former President Trump himself.
Can't forget him in this equation.
Absolutely not. And we also need to layer in that history between Bolton and Trump. It's, well, it's complicated.
Deeply complex, yeah.
Yeah.
And very public. It adds so much context.
For sure. We're pulling this from various reports, including details from El Comercio. We want to distill the key points for you.
Give you the full picture, quick and clear.
That's the goal.
Okay, so let's go to that morning, Bethesda, Maryland.
Last Friday, August 22nd.
It starts early. Around 7 a.m., apparently. Reports mentioned a strong police operation.
That phrasing always gets your attention.
It does. Outlets like The Bulwark reported on it. You see FBI agents at the home of John Bolton.
And the FBI itself put out a statement kind of confirming activity.
Yeah, very standard language. Authorized activity in the area.
Not exactly a quiet Friday morning for that neighborhood.
Definitely not. But the big question hanging over it all was, why? What's the reason?
And according to the sources we have, the core reason seems to be this investigation.
Into classified information.
Right. Whether Bolton illegally shared it or maybe just improperly possesses it.
And when we talk about classified documents for someone like a former national security advisor?
It's serious stuff. This isn't just, you know, office memos.
Could be intelligence on foreign powers, military plans.
Things that, if they got out, could have really severe consequences. Compromise operations and danger people.
The NSA role is critical. They advise the president directly on this stuff.
Huge responsibility. Gatekeeper for the most sensitive intelligence, really.
So any hint of mishandling is extremely serious.
Absolutely. And that's where this gets really interesting, this whole idea of handling secrets and the trust involved.
And of course, after an event this public, the official comments started coming fast.
You bet.
The source mentioned FBI Director Kash Patel. He went on social media, on X.
And what did he say? It was pretty pointed, wasn't it?
Very. No one is above the law at FBI Agents on Mission. All caps on the NL1.
Wow. Okay. On the surface, it's a standard principle.
But the timing.
Exactly. The timing coinciding with this raid on a major former official, that sends a powerful signal.
And it's interesting he put that out there so publicly, so quickly.
Especially, as we'll get to, before judicial documents were apparently made public. That suggests a strategy, maybe.
Controlling the narrative early.
Could be. And then his second in command, Dan Bongino, jumped in too.
What was his angle?
He amplified the message, said something like, public corruption will not be tolerated.
Okay, public corruption.
Yeah.
That's a strong phrase, maybe broader than just classified documents.
That's a really good point. Using public corruption frames it differently, doesn't it?
How so?
Well, it suggests that, from their perspective, perhaps, mishandling classified information at that level isn't just breaking a rule.
It's like a breach of public trust.
Yeah.
Abuse of the office.
Precisely. It elevates the seriousness beyond just, you know, procedural document handling. It frames it as potential abuse of power or access.
And you mentioned the judicial documents.
Right. This is a key detail from the sources. As of the time of reporting, the actual court documents, the warrant, the affidavit explaining the probable cause.
They weren't released publicly.
Apparently not. Justified on national security grounds, perhaps, but it leaves a gap.
What kind of documents are we talking about usual?
So normally for a search like this, the FBI needs a warrant signed by a judge. That warrant is based on an affidavit.
Which lays out the evidence.
Exactly. It details why they think a crime occurred and why they expect to find evidence at that location. Probable cause.
So not having that public.
It naturally fuels speculation, you know. Raises questions about the specific legal basis, the transparency.
It's always a tough balance in these cases, right? investigation secrecy versus public accountability.
A very delicate balance, and this situation really highlights that tension.
Okay, so we have the raid, the FBI's public stance,
but
we absolutely have to talk about Donald Trump's reaction.
Oh, for sure. You knew that was coming.
And it was, well, predictably Trump.
Yeah.
He claimed he had no idea it was happening.
Heard about it on TV was the claim.
Yeah. Said he even told the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, don't tell me.
I don't want to know, but they'll have to do what they have to do.
Classic distancing. Trying to seem uninvolved.
But did he stay uninvolved in his comments?
Not a chance. Despite saying he didn't want to know, he immediately launched into criticizing Bolton personally.
What were the lines this time?
Called him a pretty mean guy. Very quiet, except when he can say something bad about Trump on television. And flat out said Bolton's not a smart person.
Ouch. Anything else?
Yeah, he added, maybe Bolton could be somewhat anti-patriotic. We'll find out.
Anti-patriotic. That's a heavy accusation.
It really is.
Yeah.
And there was another quote floating around attributed to Trump via Nick Sorter's X account.
Even stronger.
Much stronger. Allegedly saying Bolton forced Bush to do the ridiculous bombings in the Middle East.
Yeah.
He wants to always KLL people. And he's very bad at what he does.
Wow. That really shows the depth of the animosity there. Always wants to kill people.
It's incredibly personal and vicious. This feud has been simmering and sometimes boiling over for years.
You can just feel the tension.
And connecting this to the bigger picture, their history, it's not like they were ever close allies, even when Bolton worked for him.
Not at all. He was Trump's third national security advisor, right? For about a year and a half.
And it was famously rocky. Lots of reports of clashes even then.
So this tension isn't new. It's just found a new, very dramatic outlet.
Absolutely. And it's not even the first time classified information has been sort of the battleground between them.
That's a crucial point. Remember the fight over Bolton's book?
The room where it happened, yes. The Trump administration tried desperately to block it.
What was their argument then?
Same issue, basically. They alleged it was full of classified information that couldn't be published.
So there's a pattern here, a history of accusations about secrets.
That legal fight was intense. It really set the stage for this kind of conflict, showing how bitter things were.
And the reason Bolton left the administration in the first place, wasn't that also a major policy clash?
Yes. The sources mentioned Trump reportedly fired him because Bolton was, in Trump's view, pushing too hard for military action.
Against Iran.
Against Iran, yeah. So a fundamental disagreement on something huge like war and peace.
That kind of core ideological clash would definitely create bad blood, lasting bad blood.
No kidding. And Bolton hasn't exactly been quiet since leaving.
No, he's been a very vocal critic. Especially of Trump's foreign policy.
Our sources mention his comments on the Trump-Putin summit, for example.
What was his take there?
Basically suggested Putin manipulates Trump easily, plays him to serve Moscow's interests.
So it's not just old grudges, it's ongoing criticism and clashes over policy and personality.
This investigation is just the latest, maybe the most serious flashpoint in this long-running drama.
Exactly. It's a saga.
So when you put all these pieces on the table,
The
raid itself, the official statements, Trump's fiery response, this whole backstory.
It becomes clear it's not just some isolated legal procedure, is it?
No, it feels much bigger. It's tangled up in political rivalries, historical disputes, everything.
The timing, the public nature of the comments, the history, it all weaves together into something really complex.
And maybe the biggest takeaway here. For you listening.
Yeah, what's fascinating is seeing how this current investigation about something as serious as classified documents gets completely intertwined with this long, bitter public feud.
It's not just about the documents anymore, maybe.
Well, legally it might be, but in the public sphere, and maybe politically, it's also about the Trump-Bolton relationship. It's about the principle of nobody is above the law being tested against these intense political dynamics.
It really shows how personal conflicts can seep into, or maybe even drive, critical government actions.
And how the people trusted with the nation's biggest secrets can end up in these incredibly polarized fights. It forces you to think about the whole system.
How vulnerable it might be.
Potentially. It raises questions about protecting secrets when political theater is playing out so dramatically.
So why should you, our listener, really care about this deep dive? What's the bottom line?
Well, it's fundamentally about how sensitive government information is handled. Information that affects everyone's security.
National security, foreign relations.
Exactly. And it's about what happens when those crucial responsibilities collide with intense political rivalries.
This specific case is like a lens, isn't it? showing the pressure points.
A powerful lens, yeah. Showing potential vulnerabilities when key figures have such a dramatic falling out. Regardless of your politics, you want national secrets protected and the law applied fairly.
It seems essential for any government to function properly.
Absolutely. So maybe the thought to leave you with is this.
Go on.
Considering this whole history, we've talked about the previous accusations about classified info, the deep political hostility between Trump and Bolton, the way the FBI communicated this.
Yeah.
What do you think this specific investigation really reveals about the challenges we face today in protecting national secrets, especially in this kind of super polarized environment we're in?
That's a really heavy question. Definitely something to mull over.
It is.
Well, we hope this deep dive has helped give you a clearer, more rounded picture of this unfolding situation.
Hope it was useful.
And if you enjoyed getting this kind of information, getting informed quickly and thoroughly, please think about subscribing to our channel.
Share it with friends. Maybe leave us a review.
It really does help us keep bringing these deep dives to you. We genuinely appreciate the support.
Comment, subscribe, and share. More information at www.commerce.com.